A recess to generate amendments. We're now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1805, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,110,000 to the Osage Nation Energy Services LLC and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congresswoman Edwards.
Amendment number one, page one, line 26, lines 26 and 32, strike. Wait a second. Sorry. Lines 16 and 24, strike $1,110,000 and insert $500,000.
There's an amendment on the floor. Congressman Mason.
I just heard two numbers, 16 and 24, and on my sheet it says 16, 23, and 24.
Sorry.
Which is correct?
16, 23, and 24.
Thank you.
Yes. And you said second, Congressman Mason?
Did I what?
Did you say second after?
I did not.
Oh, you did not. Okay.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other amendments to be proposed, Congressman Hamilton?
I have a motion to amend the amendment.
Okay. We're in.
All right, I have my amendment.
Okay.
Strike page one, strike lines 16, 23, and 24, strike $1,110,000, insert $650,000.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Any other amendments to this bill? Okay, ONCA 1813, an act to amend ONCA 1799 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $1,500 for prevention unity and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, I will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1816, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Bluestem Ranch LLC in the amount of $1 million out of the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Page one, lines 16 and 24, strike $1 million and insert $100,000.
Second.
Thank you. Any other amendments to this bill? ONCA 1820. An act to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant to the Pawhuska Overlay Service Area for the Economic Development from the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to this bill, Congresswoman Edwards?
Page one, lines 26 and 32, strike Economic Development Fund and insert General Fund. Page one, line 32, strike as a and insert to the matching grant fund. Page one, lines 33 and 34, strike lines 33 and 34.
Second.
Thank you. Any other amendments to ONCA 1820? ONCA 1821, an act to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Avant and Barnstall service area from the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congressman Hamilton.
Page one, lines 15 to 39. Strike lines 15 to 39 and insert the following in its place, an act to commit to appropriating up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirement of the Community Connect grant for the Avant and Barnesville service area from the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Second.
Are there any other amendments to ONCA 1821?
Point of order.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Does that not all need to be read into the record, the complete amendment? Because that, he just read the title of the amendment.
All right, may I finish? I got a second.
Yes, there's more. I see it. Okay.
Section 1, commitment of appropriation to carry out the requirement of providing a 50% match required by the Community Connect grant for the Avant Barnesville service area. The Osage Nation Congress commits to appropriating the sum up to $450,000 out of the Economic Development Fund and the Chapter of the Matching Grant Fund. Section 2, this bill is effective with signature on the principal chief or upon signature of the Speaker of the Osage Congress following legislative override.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Any other amendments to ONCA 1821? Okay. OSA 1822, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage LLC board in the amount of $102,363 and an appropriation to Tallgrass Economic Development LLC board in the amount of $102,363 and to establish an alternate effective date. Amendments, Congresswoman Edwards.
Point of order, that's the wrong title now to the bill.
I agree with you. Has been. Everything I have in front of me is should. Okay. 1822, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage LLC board in the amount of $50,663. And an appropriation to the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC Board in the amount of $59,763 and to establish an alternate effective date. Any amendments to be proposed to this bill? All right, seeing none. ONCA 1822 will advance to third reading after endorsement. ONCA 1827. An act to authorize and appropriate $21,000 to the executive branch out of the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the listed capital asset purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congressman Walker.
Amendment 1, page 1, lines 15 through 27, strike lines 15 through 27 and insert the following in its place. An act to authorize and appropriate $21,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the listed capital asset purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. Section 1 reads, authorization and appropriation. The Osage Nation Congress hereby authorizes and appropriates the sum of $21,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund out of the General Fund in the Treasury to carry out the purpose of capital asset purchases listed below and funded as follows.
Second. ONCR, are there any other amendments to that bill? Okay. Seeing none, ONCR 1812, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a contract for treatment services or other integrated services sole source fiscal year 19 with the State of Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCR 1813, a resolution of the Osage Nation Congress requesting the branches of the Osage Nation submit proposed budgets equal to or less than the percentages set out in this resolution on or before July 15, 2018. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1815, ONCA 1805, 1820, 1816, 1827, and general order day three on today's agenda. Did I get them all?
21.
Withdraw and restate 1805, 1816, 1820, 1821, and 1827 on general order day three on today's agenda. Suspend the rules, modify the agenda.
Okay, motions made and seconded for 1805, 1816, 1820, 21, and 27 on general order day three on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We're now on general order day three, where amendments are voted on in the order they are received. ONCA 1805. Page one, lines 16, 23, 24, strike 1,100,000. And insert 500,000. Discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
The chief says this was a priority out of the Economic Development Fund for this session. So this complies with the, and I believe the assistant principal chief spoke for him yesterday and saying the amount for the Congress to decide. Did I state that correctly? So Congress needs to decide what amount. This is one effort to see what that amount might be.
Congresswoman Whiteburn.
I have an amendment to the amendment. Page one, lines 16 and 24, strike 500,000 and insert 400,000.
Second. Amendment to the amendment is page one, lines 16 and 24.
23 and 24.
Yeah. Per page that we have a copy of is missing line 23. So line 16, 23, 24, strike. Okay. And there's a second discussion. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Okay, so let me get this straight. We're going to be voting on three different amendments for one bill. One is to reduce from 1,100,000 to 650,000. One is to reduce to 500,000, and one is to reduce to 400,000. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're just making sure that everyone at this table is aware of what we're doing. And we're going to vote on the $400,000 one first, the $500,000 one second, and the $650,000 one on third.
If the amendment to the amendment passes, then we'll vote on this $400,000 first as an amendment to the amendment. If that passes, we'll vote on the amendment as amended, which would be $400,000, and then they'll There's a second amendment that already in place to...
This might be a first.
Would take it back to $650,000.
This is a first.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Please keep order and raise your hand to be recognized. Is there any more discussion? Congressman Supernaw.
I'm supporting the amendment to the amendment to go down to $400,000. Because that will carry them up till September. And without revealing proprietary information, in my opinion, they're starting off with too much overhead. They need to get their overhead down. If we could give them the whole million, and within a year, it would be gone if they don't generate some income. So I think if we can carry them up to September and consider it again, by then maybe they will have got their fixed expenses down to a reasonable amount. Even the chief was shocked to see how much it was costing them just to sit there. So I'm in favor of it. $400,000 reduction or amendment.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Hamilton.
As was stated, it is a priority. I talked to the ONES board. They can operate at $650,000 to get government contracts to bring revenue in. I just urge everyone to vote for the $650,000, vote the amendment to the amendment down, and vote the first amendment down. Let's go for $650,000 for economic development reasons.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I support economic development, but for the same reasons that Congressman Supernaw mentioned. What I see is we're launching or standing up ONES to enter into government contracting. Some of the ability to move forward is a little bit questionable. We did have the ability to look at some numbers, and what we are seeing is that operating expenses are high. To me, it looks like we're following some of the same modeling that in the past we've had trouble with our LLCs because of the overhead that they create for operations. I believe that in the flux of being in the cycle that we're in right now, that's going to be money for this company to do some of the things that they are saying that they're wanting to proceed with. And then I think that a new Congress can look and evaluate where they are. So I urge you to support the amendment to the amendment for $400,000.
Congresswoman Goodfoss.
Well, I'm going to vote for the amendment to the amendment. And I know I've heard Congressman Supernaw, and I know he didn't mean it to sound the way I was listening to it, but I was thinking, well, we shouldn't be carrying our businesses. Like, we need to, I'm going to end up voting no for this appropriation in the end. But I'm supportive of moving it down from 1.1 to 400,000 because I feel like it's probably going to pass this body. And I still feel very strongly that we have a process that is broke. We know it's not working. We have put millions and millions of dollars into boards and LLCs, and the only one that provides money back to the nation for the people and services is the gaming board. So we're talking about carrying them through the fall, and I understand that, but I just think, should we be doing that? I mean, at what point do we say, you know, make it, you gotta make it on your own. We already appropriate money for stipends. It's
as Congressman Freeman used to say, it's a tangled web we weave, and that's kind of where I'm at.
Thank you. Congressman Supernov?
Can I speak again and debate? I mean, how many times can I speak?
I think you can as many times.
Well, I didn't catch exactly what you said. You said something that I...
Yeah, when you had mentioned, like, that we are going to carry them, that it could carry the money, $400,000 could carry them to the fall. And I just think, I don't know that anymore that I'm in agreement that we should carry our LLCs. That at some point they have to get out and make money to carry themselves.
Well, what I meant, I thought I said, is that they're starting off with overhead greater than the Osage LLC ever had. So if they don't reduce that and get things in order, they're gonna belly up quicker than some of the others. And I think it's just, you know, it gives us a chance to assess their business model and see if it's going anywhere, because it's bleeding money. The chief has said, you know, that they've hired people for a year that he thought was just going to be temporary, and I don't know. I don't know how much we can say about that in an open session, but I think we've got to give them a chance. But if they don't do something, they're headed for the dump.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak to the amendment? To the amendment. Okay. Roll call, please. Yes, for the $400,000. Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
No.
Congressman Supernov?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
The amendment passes, or the amendment to the amendment passes. We will now vote on the amendment as amended, which is page one, line 16, 23, 24. Strike 1,110,000 and insert 400,000. Okay, roll call, please.
Point of order.
Congressman.
What was the count?
6-5.
6-5 in favor. Okay, so if the amended amendment passes, what about the amendment for 650,000?
It's voted. Yeah, it'll still be presented and voted on.
And then if that passes, then it'll be done. At 650. Okay.
Yes. Okay, roll call please on the amendment as amended, which is you are voting on the strike, the 1,100,000 to 400,000. Because we voted, that was the amendment to the amendment, and now it has been amended, so this is 400,000. Congressman Goodfox.
So just so everyone's clear, you're either voting for 400,000 at this point or 650,000. One or the other.
Or nothing.
I think they could both fail and they vote for 1.1.
Exactly.
I really hope people don't vote for both.
Okay. Is everyone clear? Right now, we'll vote on 400,000. Congressman Mason.
Repeat all of that again, please.
Okay.
To make me clear.
We voted on the amendment to the amendment, which struck 1,110,000 to 400,000. That passed. So So we are now voting the same thing, 400,000. If this amendment passes, that's where it will be. But then I have to present the next amendment that we have, which strikes 1,110,000 and inserts 650,000. So we will address that after we vote on this 400,000.
Are we in discussion?
Yes.
So I'm gonna support this original amendment. Everything's kind of tied together here because it comes out of the Economic Development Fund. I have amended down a piece of legislation from $1 million to $100,000. That's why I made this amendment to the amendment. So within that fund, there'll be that $100,000 to appropriate to the Blue Stem Ranch Board. That was the purpose of this amendment, to keep us at the number that we all kind of have had a discussion about. So I urge your support on this amendment to ONCA 1820.
because it will 1805,
because it will put something within our ranch board's hands also.
Okay, so we are voting on the amendment as amended. So if you vote to, it'll be 400,000, but then we'll present a 650,000. But if you vote yes on that too, it takes it back to 650,000. Or they could both fail, and it would be 1,110,000. Congressman Tillman, did you have your hand up?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
No.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. The amendment as amended passes. Next amendment is page 1, lines 16, 23, and 24. Strike $1,110,000 and insert $650,000. Discussion? Congressman Supernov.
I don't know how many of the Congress members sat in on all these meetings we've had concerning the LLCs, but we got to put some money back for contingencies. I don't know. Maybe people didn't pay attention to what was going on. But I'm going to vote against this.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Just going to reiterate that this is a limited fund that has $1.1 million in it, and we're making decisions right now on these amendments, how to proceed with our enterprises. I have sat in all the commerce meetings and board meetings, and we're making decisions here to aid a new LLC that's not new, but it's new to doing business, to stand up and move forward. We have a contingency with an old LLC. We have an ongoing LLC that actually produces work, has assets, buys assets, and all of it's being requested out of this fund. So I am not supporting this amendment. I think that the last amendment that was made is gonna get us to a point where we can let some dust settle and evaluate and leave us some money to figure out where to go and where to turn next. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Hamilton?
Yeah, I too have attended all the commerce meetings and talked about hours for LLCs. And I never heard of a number that we agreed upon that we were going to save to bail out Tallgrass, which is what we'd be doing if we vote this amendment down. It's coming out of the Economic Development Fund. I think we should just move forward with the amendment. Give ONES $650,000. That's my take on it.
Thank you. Anyone else? Congresswoman Goodhouse.
These seats are strange things sometimes, and it's this is a hard position to be in. I had a very different opinion before we started session on what I knew for sure was coming from that Economic Development Fund. And my fear actually was that we were going to have more legislation with appropriation than what we had the money for, and that's exactly what happened. $1.1 million in a fund and three pieces of legislation that reached $3 million. And then we started the discussions of, well, let's just give this bunch this much, and this bunch this much, and this bunch this much. And again, I go back to, who does that? I use the example when I was talking to someone the other day. I'm a shareholder. I have an IIM account. I've had it for a while. I use it for improvements on my house, but never ever if I have $20,000 sitting in that account and $30,000 worth of construction to do at my house, do I say, let me build half of my fence or do half of my roof? And to me, when we start saying, we start off with a piece of legislation that has 1.1 million and then we go down to 400,000, 500,000, 650,000, that's no way to operate either, in my opinion. So I'm gonna go back. I voted for this amendment for 400,000. I'm gonna be a no vote for this one. And I'm still going to be a no vote in the end because our process it's not working. It's just not working. And that's not to say anything against the boards or plans. I think we really need to regroup and go back to the drawing board and find out what process is going to work for the Osage Nation so that we can put money into an economic plan that's going to bring money back to the Osage people so that we can sit here and provide decisions on how to fund services. So I that's all I have. I don't even know that I'm going to debate. I think my point has been made.
Congressman Walker.
There is $1.1 million in the Economic Development Fund. We all knew that. Each member of Congress has the ability to appropriate to something that they believe in. That's what we were elected to do. I think I said on the first or second day that I have thoughts about where I'm getting pretty close, where I'm just ready to start appropriating all of these types of appropriations for buying land and buying cattle. And I'm still there. I'm still pretty close to that. I'm going to vote for the $100,000 for the Blue Stem Ranch. I'm ready to stock that ranch. And I am trying to tie that part of my conversation or my debate with getting to the 650 that I'm going to also support. ONES has been in operation now for, somewhere around 5 years. There's a group of professionals. They've acquired some additional professionals and they brought us a plan. The thing that comforts me about that is they did have a $1.1 million request, and that was basically for 3 years. And it was stated that that would get them through for 3 years. I saw maybe just a tad bit of hesitance to commit to that answer, but I understand why. But the thing that provides me comfort is there are billions and billions of dollars out there that they are pursuing for these types of contracts they're going after. And I want to launch them and give them that opportunity to pursue those contracts. If they only end up getting $400,000, it's not going to be the end of ONES, the end of the world. We can consider another appropriation in the fall for the following year. I won't be heartbroken over that, but we're considering amendment to go from $1.1 million to $650,000. That is compromise. $400,000 is even, that may be going past compromise. Others may feel different. But now there's also an amendment to the broadband grants, where we would remove all of the money that's coming out of the Economic Development Fund. So there's going to be money in the Economic Development Fund, at least I believe, as I said here right now, that's where we're headed. So if it's $650,000 and $750,000 with $100,000 for Bluestem, that's still, what, $450,000 left in the fund? Somewhere around $400,000? So it's not like we depleted the fund and we don't have the ability to bail out one of our fledgling enterprises if it's in the best interest of the nation. So I'm going to vote no, or I'm going to vote yes for the $650,000.
Is that your hand up, Congressman?
Me.
Okay, Congressman Seaver.
Well, our problem right now is we just don't have enough money to go around, and we should be more aware than anybody about the problems that we're facing. And we're in a situation like I think every parent has faced a situation where they let a bill go in order to buy pictures for the kids in school. They've had to make those kind of decisions. That's where we are now. We're having to do the best we can with the people's money. And if we were just free of all pressures and everything, the place where we should be putting that money is in the ranch, because it's almost a guaranteed profit. These other things, there's risk to them. Of course, there is some risk to even ranching, but the risks here are unknown. They could be great. I think we need to be conservative with that money. They're not going to go under. If we don't give them $600,000, they're going to be able to survive with $400,000. And then in September, we have another chance to take a look at it and see how things have been going and where that money should be spent. But I feel like we just, knowing what we know, if we know it, the best thing to do is give them $400,000. I'll be voting against this. Bill.
Thank you. There's no more discussion. Roll call, please. Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Supermoff?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
No.
The amendment fails. ONCA 1805. We'll advance the third reading after the first reading. ONCA 18. ONCA 18. 16. Act to provide an appropriation to the Lemon Liability Company, Blue Stem Ranch LLC, in the amount of $1 million out of the Economic Development Fund to establish an alternate effective date. We have one amendment. Page one, lines 16 and 24, strike 1 million and insert 100,000. Discussion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
This is an amendment proposed by me that I'm the original author of the bill, requesting $1 million for Blue Stem Ranch. Their board presented their annual plan. As they do, it's a very good annual plan. It has, I think, pretty good form. It tells us their long-term goals and their short-term goals. It also has in their plan how they can organically proceed with the animals and the equipment that they currently have purchased on the ranch. And then it gives you a view of what they can do with $1 million this year. It's the goal of that board, because I attend their meetings and listen to what they're doing, because I find it very interesting. It's the goal of that board to totally stock that ranch with Osage Nation cattle. Instead of having to lease out that land because they don't have enough money for their capacity to fill it with cattle, it's their goal to stock it with our own cattle. Currently, we don't have enough cattle to do so. So we lease our lands for somebody else to make profit off of our asset. I believe that when this was presented to Congress initially, that it was presented that we were going to support this board, which we have. I attended their ranch board meeting two evenings ago, and what the board told me is we're going to make it on what we have, but we would appreciate anything that you can convince Congress to give us, because we're going to buy animals and we're going to take care of them, and those animals are going to reproduce, and those are Osage animals. So I, not reluctantly, but I gladly amend this $1 million appropriation down to $100,000 to put into the ranch so they can continue to develop our cattle herd and follow through with their plan that has been presented to Congress. I urge your support of this amendment.
Congressman Walker.
I have an amendment to the amendment. Page one, lines 16 and 24, strike 100,000 and insert, it's 1,100,000 and insert 100,000. The amendment to the amendment would read strike 100,000 and insert 250,000.
Second.
Okay, can we have a copy, please?
Do it again.
To the amendment, page one, line 16, the amendment to the amendment is strike 100,000 and insert 250,000. Discussion, Congressman Walker.
Well, as we stated earlier, we started out with $3 million worth of requests out of a $1.1 million fund that is established for economic development. I think we would all agree that stocking the ranch with more preg cows is going to be an almost for sure profit. This is just an amendment to add an additional $150,000. It would be a $250,000 appropriation to buy more Osage cattle. That would still leave, if this passes and then the $400,000 appropriation to ones passes, that would be $650,000. That would be $550,000 left in the Economic Development Fund, assuming that no money came out of the Economic Development Fund for either of the matching grants. So this is me proposing an amendment to buy more cattle. Simple as that.
Okay, thank you. you, Congresswoman Goodfox.
That'd be all fine and good if we really knew what was going on with our LLC and what's going to happen in the fall and how much money they're going to need in the event that they come back and say, we're going to have to fold and you're going to have to either get us out or we're going to lose these 8A contracts, and then our reputation as a nation is tarnished for 10 years with 8A. That if we didn't have that looming over us, that would be a whole different ball game, but we do. So I'm going to go back to that is not a good idea right now. And I want to buy cattle too, but we don't have a firm number from the LLC or Tallgrass. I've heard in one month 3 or 4 different numbers. And I don't think one person at this table or Kahika has a firm number. I don't think they have a firm number. And then we hear, well, we're not going to ask for any money, but we're going to ask for money in 43 days. I'm voting no for this amendment to the amendment.
All right, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, as I stated in my opening, I'm glad we're reducing this from $1 million to $100,000, and I think that's the right amount for most of the reason that Congresswoman Goodfox stated. We've all been in the meetings. We all have a relative idea of the number that we need to keep there until we can see through the smoke and the dust of where we are, because not only what we're looking at moving forward is not just monetary, it's the reputation of the nation to continue on and do business is what we're looking at. They look at us as the Osage Nation, not as individual companies in the federal contracting realm. So I don't support moving us up $150,000. I will vote no on this amendment to the amendment.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Walker.
Well, if the difference between $550,000 and $700,000 is going to make the end-all and be-all difference, then we're in a hell of a mess.
We are.
And if anyone's talking about our reputation in the economic or diversifying our enterprise system, inform everyone, if you don't already know, we don't have a very good reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So I say what I said a minute ago. This is for $150,000 worth of more Osage cattle.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Which may go to liquidate and pay for debts.
What was that?
Which may be liquidated to pay for debts.
Tell them why.
They know why.
These good people.
Okay. Are you finished, Congresswoman? Congressman Supernaw.
I'm going to support this. I wish we could do more, because like you said, it's nearly a sure thing. But the other day on social media, I saw somebody that should know said, well, show me an LLC that's ever made money. And nobody said anything. I could have pointed to the ranch, but rather not even getting those debates on Facebook. But this to me is just showing faith in the ranch and ranching board, because I think right now there's even an attempt to, what I consider to be harmful to the ranch, and I don't understand it. Well, after all this time, we finally get an LLC that's making money, and there's an attempt to change it. It's kind of like the new Coke I spoke about one time. I just don't understand the thinking behind that, but I'm going to vote for this just to show that we do support them and that we understand it is making money, and I'm for it.
Any more discussion? Okay, see none. Roll call on the amendment to the amendment, which is strike 100,000 and insert 250,000.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supranoff.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Baker.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
No. The amendment passes. We will now vote on the amendment as amended. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call.
Congressman Norris.
No.
Congressman Supranoff.
Okay.
No, you won't.
I see hands and looks. Or do
you
just
started the vote?
He can change.
Are you trying to change your vote, or what are you?
Do you do a point of order?
Question?
I think there's some confusion with all of this rush this morning, what's happening, going on, just a little more clarity of what we're voting on currently, a more detailed amendment.
I said we will now vote on the amendment as amended.
So it's 250,000.
Just before that, I stated that the amendment passed, so it is now 250,000.
Oh, you well, I didn't know.
He wasn't clear. That's all I'm trying to get.
Well, I didn't.
He just wasn't clear.
Right.
Now it is. Thank you.
Congressman Norris.
Yes. Right? We're is voting on the amendment.
250.
The amendment has passed, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is your question, Mr. Norris? Congressman Norris?
We're voting on the amendment. The amendment has passed. Right?
250.
Yes.
250,
that's,
right?
Yes, 250. Yes. I stated that the amendment passed. And
yes.
Then I stated that we are going to vote on the amendment as amended.
Yes.
And that would mean it's $250,000. Yes.
Yes.
And you can change your vote.
Yes.
As long as the last vote has not been taken. Okay.
So, you're Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supranoff.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. The amendment passes, and I would say 1816 is advanced to third reading after engrossment. Next is ONCA 1820. An act to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Pawhuska Overlay Service Area for the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. We have one amendment. Amendment page 1, line 26 and 32, strike Economic Development Fund and insert General Fund. Page 1, line 32, strike as a and insert to the matching grant fund. And page 1, line 33 and 34, strike lines 33 and 34. Discussion. Congresswoman Edwards.
This is my amendment. I passed out the bill
how it will read if the amendment passes. Each of you have one of these at your desk. Also, I've provided you a fiscal analysis which states that there's sufficient funds in the treasury to pay for this amendment. It's my belief that when we talk about matching grant funds, we should take them out of the general fund and the treasury. That's how we've done it in the past. I don't recall taking funds out of the economic development fund and putting them in another fund. So I think this is a good procedural mechanism, and I would urge support.
Any more discussion? Congressman Supernall.
I have a question now. There's two of these matching grants. And this one takes the money out of the general fund if the amendment passes. Is there another bill that just commits to it that will come up later?
There is on the next bill going to be an amendment proposed on the second grant.
Okay.
But this one is taking the match out of the general fund and placing it into the matching grants fund that we established a few years back after I came on, so within the last 4 years that we have not been putting money in for that purpose. Okay, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, so I'm trying to, I guess my question is, so we've amended 1 million to 250,000 and 1.1 million to 400,000 out of, and they all three were coming out of the Economic Development Fund. So, I don't know what we're at. Wouldn't this, I know it's a good idea, but in the event that it didn't pass, we have the money in the Economic Development Fund to fund what is has now been voted on for ONES, Blue Stem, and now this. Just making sure that we have enough money in the fund that we're, but if it passes, if it doesn't pass, that's my question. That's a legitimate question, right?
Every question is a legitimate question.
If it doesn't pass, then it's going to come out of the Economic Development Fund. And we have just voted on two appropriations to go to two different boards, and I'm making sure that we, if this doesn't pass, that we have enough money in the Economic Development Fund to cover everything that everyone's voting yes for. That's my question.
I've been trying to keep up, and I would, the answer to that is yes right now, if it stayed there.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
But in the discussion to the other amendments in bringing that amount down, there was a reason for leaving that amount in there. So, but yes, the answer is yes, there's enough money in there.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No,
okay,
anything.
Congressman Supernall?
Well, if this amendment passes, well, if it doesn't pass, and the other bill passes, it's going to completely wipe out the Economic Development Fund. Is that right?
Yes.
And if it passes, and then the bill passes, can I ask the treasurer of the budget analyst, how much money do we have left then in the general fund?
I think I gave you, didn't I give you a fiscal analysis?
No. I'll ask him.
His name's on it.
Yeah. We have a fiscal analysis for the amendment.
Well, how much is it?
Well,
I'm
trying to look at the paper. 600.
Doesn't tell you what the balance is. He's looking at you like he wants permission.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the amount at this moment.
Well, there's still sufficient funds in the, Congresswoman Edwards. There will be some, if, and my understanding is if every bill that's sitting on general order on third reading today passes and this passes, there's still approximately a hundred and something thousand dollars in the general fund, maybe two, up to 200,000.
That's the retained revenue.
And there's also a retained revenue fund that has
$12,000.
$12,000 in it. And if we ever see a, an audit, if we ever see an audit, which is how we get that money back into the retained revenue fund, then we'll have additional funds. Well, I guess we, yeah.
We always have.
We, perhaps we will have additional funds. That's the best answer I can give you.
Thank you. So, Congresswoman Goodfox, did you ever hand up?
A hundred, we'll have a hundred, if this passes and it comes out of the general, then we'll have approximately $100,000 from now until October 1.
Yes.
$100,000. Well, I hope nothing big happens between now and October 1, that we need some money over $100,000. I mean,
this is how tight this administration has functioned.
Okay, are you finished, Congresswoman?
I have a question.
Congressman Okay, please don't speak out of turn. If you want to speak, be raise your hand to be recognized. Congressman Supernall has the floor.
I'd like to get a second opinion from the budget analyst.
Okay.
How much money are we going to have left if they take 400,000 out?
Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Thank you, Congressman Superdoll. It would be approximately about $195,000 remaining in projected revenue of the general treasury.
Thank you.
That's good enough for me.
Okay, Congressman Walker.
I just wanted to point out the audit hasn't been completed, and historically there's been, I'm going to say the last couple of years, there's been anywhere from $800,000 to, what, $1.2 million that comes back from after the audit is complete from previous year's unspent appropriations. So that needs to be considered whenever you think that we only have $195,000 left. I'm going to say that we have likely at least $500,000 to $1 million coming back into the retained revenue fund, probably sometime later this summer.
Okay, thank you. Any more discussion? Congresswoman White.
Excuse me, I don't need to be recognized.
All right. We will now vote on the amendments. Just page one, line 26 and 32, strike the Economic Development Fund and insert General Fund. And strike line, page one, line 32, strike as A and insert to the matching grant fund. Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
Okay, the amendment passes and ONCA 1820 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA, yes. ONCA 1827, an act to authorize. Give me a second, please. ONCA 1821, an act to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Avent and Barnesville service area for the Economic Development Fund to establish an alternate effective date. We have one amendment, and it's quite a bit of language, so you have a copy before you. Congressman Mason.
I'd like to ask a speaker just perhaps consider a lunch break.
You would like to entertain a motion to recess? Can you make that motion?
I'll make a motion to recess for 45 minutes for lunch.
There's a motion to recess for 45 minutes for lunch. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made a second. Any discussion? Congressman Whitmore?
We have members on our body that need to have lunch at particular times, and I would hope that everybody would vote yes.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, we are in recess for 45 minutes for lunch.
People eating this. That could be safe. Poor child, though.